Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday. It's the 15th day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees, and it continues to snow a little bit. It was 18 degrees this morning, just before daylight, so I guess I guess winter finally started in the spring. Unfucking believable. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Israel's NSO appeals to U.S. Supreme Court for immunity in WhatsApp lawsuit. That sounds like we know what they're trying to do. We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Israel's NSO appeals to U.S. Supreme Court for immunity and WhatsApp lawsuit. This is from Middle East Eyes, sent in by Misty Ford. Discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And don't you see what they're fucking doing? They're claiming this one world fucking government. Now they're trying to claim that goddamn countries can sue because they're all incorporated. There are no countries left. It's all one big corporate fucking mafia. What happens when, well, let's say that fucking Mexico let's go with Israel, and you know, starts holding hearings in their courts on our fucking Bill of Rights, which the fucking Supreme Court under the original Constitution, the Constitution never was. There's never, the 9th article forbids it for anybody, for any power to exist to fucking fuck with that document or fuck with our rights. But this is what they're pushing for. They're putting this new world government in place just like they put in the fucking federal government. It was totally unlawful, unconsented to by the people. But here we are, people. This is from Middle East Eye. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Israeli spyware maker NSO Group has filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court over a high-profile lawsuit filed by the WhatsApp messaging service. In its filing, NSO said it should be recognized as a foreign government agent and therefore be entitled to sovereign immunity under U.S. law. Well, of course you can. If you're going to, you can't have them in the first place. If we had kept our common law courts, we'd have our common law courts. If we enforced our common law courts, this shit couldn't happen. Because only ones that could sue in the United States of America is one individual suing another individual in their individual capacity. And in front of an elected judge, not a corporate fucking, I mean, this is Star Chamber right out of the fucking book. This is the Queen's goddamn private fucking judicial system in this country with Star Chamber courts with appointed fucking, corporate appointed, judges. So, they're just trying to do what they did with the federal government at a goddamn international fucking level, and we can't allow this. Well, like I said, what happens when fucking New Mexico Jamaica or Russia or one of them holds a, they start holding hearings in their courts about fucking making judgments on regulating and fucking as defining our fucking Bill of Rights, people. This is fucking unlawful. It is fucking treason. It is fucking sedition. It is war against the fucking freedoms and liberties of we the people, and we better get to fighting it. I kid you not. And it is filing, NSO said it should be recognized as a foreign government. You mean you're not recognizing a goddamn government, a corporation chartered in another country as a foreign fucking entity? Well, we've been doing it in this country with the goddamn BLM, Bureau of Land Management. All these fucking corporations that are fucking chartered outside of this goddamn country have been fucking exercising administrative admiralty, unlawful fucking jurisdiction over we the people for how fucking long? They've easing it in, only they're in a fucking hurry to get it in because people are starting to push back. People are saying, fuck you, no. But it will come the day when fucking Israel say, well, we've got a ruling in an Israeli court over here that the Second Amendment is, not the Second Article, because they can't touch our law. Not the law of we the people, because the law of we the people is fucking protected by our fucking guns. But there will be a ruling that a court in Israel in Tel Aviv found that the Second Amendment detrimental to government fucking authority, and they've ruled that it should be struck down. This is what they're working towards, people. And fuck you not. And sending in the invading troops to back up their fucking goddamn rulings, too, by the way. The request appeal to a pair of earlier federal court rulings that rejected similar arguments by the Israeli company. It is in its position, NSO said it was crucial for the Supreme Court to rule on this issue of sovereign immunity. Here we go again. Just remember, now you're starting to hear it, people. Sovereign foreign immunity, which has great national security implications for governments around the world and has been received with mixed rulings in lower courts. There can't be no goddamn mixed rulings. Law is fact. Fact is law. Mixed rulings means you got fucking, I don't know, a goddamn political war going on. Well, we're going to say that fucking, we're not going to define what is. Unbelievable. Many nations, including the United States, rely on private contractors to conduct or support core governmental activities. That is unelected fucking goddamn son of a bitches with working under the Uniform Commercial Code who do not recognize our fucking Bill of Rights, who cannot fucking operate under the Uniform Commercial Code because it is a direct violation of the 9th Article of the Supreme Superior ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is our Bill of Rights, which is our goddamn common law for the United States of America, which is our autonomy. We are the goddamn rulers here, motherfuckers. And you're about to find it out in a hard way, you fucking Israeli pig fucking bitches. When the United States... Now, see, this is supposed to be like against Bezos and the fucking big boys over there, Zuckerberg and all this shit. This is how they're supposed to little squabbles. But this is a fucking farce. It's being put up to set a precedence where they're ruling in our courts on international fucking issues that cannot be ruled on. You want to go out to sea and fight a fucking war, go do it. But you will not rule upon international issues in this sovereign fucking country. You can only, the only law operative in this country is the fucking Bill of Rights, the American common law. And you cannot enter into that jurisdiction because it belongs solely to the fucking people as individuals as described in that goddamn law. Many nations, okay, we did that. If such contractors can never seek immunity, then the United States and other countries may soon find their military and intelligence operations disrupted by lawsuits against their agents. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be making your goddamn components for fucking... What country has their goddamn components for their war machine built in a country that's their fucking enemy? What country moves their industry out of their country so that their people are relied upon their enemies for food? This is blatant fucking treason at the fucking very fucking top. It is invasion. It is fucking capture of our goddamn highest seats of office by dual citizen fucking Israeli fucking so-called Americans. You cannot have that. They are Israelis. They're for Israel. It's like those son of a bitches marching around the fucking occupied White House and Senate from the Ukraine. We want you to go over there and die for my country. I want you to go over there and die for my country. Well, this is my country, too. They're all my country because, you see, it's just a one world fucking order. No, it ain't. You have not defeated anybody. We ain't even fucking fought yet, you son of a bitches. But this is how they do it, people. They try to, if they can get this shit held in place in time, just like when they found out that the NSA was fucking spying on everybody. Congressmen came up. We cannot fund this. This is fucking unlawful. But then not only did it fucking stay, it was funded and it was fucking expanded, wasn't it? So that means you're not operating under the fucking law, are you? You're operating a rogue foreign corporate occupation of the United States of these Americas in direct violation of the founding one single document for this goddamn country, and that is that fucking Bill of Rights. We the people are the jurisdictional authority, and our guns are the goddamn enforcement mechanism. WhatsApp's parent company, Facebook, now called Meta, sued NSO in 2019 for allegedly targeting some 1,400 users of its encrypted message service with highly sophisticated spyware. No shit. It is trying to block NSO from Facebook platforms and servers and seeks unspecified damages. Well, fucking, the whole thing is it's all fucking, everything they're doing is a fucking violation of our law. The law of the people who own this goddamn country. Lock, stock, and barrel of the gun that's going to fucking enforce it. All we have to do is enforce the fucking law. And all else comes with it. Our authority is returned. They won't be doing shit to hurt us. They won't be doing this international fucking rape of our country. Under the guise of, we're a world corporation, we can do this. No, you fucking can't. It is forbidden in this goddamn country, asshole. If you evidently, you can't read it at a third grade level, or you can and you fucking think you can get around it. But you gotta get around about 300 million, billion fucking guns. And whatever else we might have. You need to get to going. I mean, people, they're doing this because they do not want to get to going. They know at this point they still get fucking slaughtered. And you sitting there on your ass letting them fucking entrench. This is fucking, you're playing right into their goddamn hands. And this lawsuit here is a phony son of a bitch put together by them as a fucking goddamn production to try to establish a fucking precedence for international court. These goddamn administrative admiralty courts that are unlawful on our land to become international fucking courts with fucking jurisdiction over we the fucking people. You get it? The lawsuit was supported by a number of tech giants, I'm sure it was, in the U.S., including Microsoft and Google. And Apple later filed a similar lawsuit against the Israeli company. See, they did, they filed, of course they did. Why'd you file it in, instead of filing it in international court, why did you file it in the United States Supreme Court? What's supposed to be the United States Supreme Court, which is not. Because the United States Supreme Court cannot exist because it was never fucking created. This is just shit. This is goddamn. This is a corporate board. We're going to go sue at the corporate board. Get your, we got to get rid of these son of a bitches. I kid you not. Now, that's what they're trying to establish here. They don't give a shit about no lawsuit or spyware on their fucking shit. They all shit through the same hole. This is to set a precedence, just like the one we saw fucking yesterday. Mexico is going to sue in the United States fucking court? Really? Then that must make them international fucking courts under international fucking law, right? Wrong. Mexican cartels fly 9,000 drone flights into the United States to surveil law enforcement operations. Why in the hell? Well, I guess to make sure everything's running smoothly. From a judicial want, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Mexican drug cartels have conducted more than 9,000 drone flights into the United States airspace in the last year to surveil American law enforcement and security operations. You're going to make sure that they're fucking getting them through here as fast as they absolutely can because there's a bottleneck? What's the fucking surveil? In the southern border region, a senior Homeland Security officer told Judicial Watch this week, the drones are observing federal, state, county, and city agencies near the Mexican border, including the U.S. Border Patrol, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas National Guard, county sheriffs, and local police. The Border Patrol, which operates under Customs and Border Protection, shit. Well, that's just like a Patriot Act. You fucking bet they do. Has captured about a dozen of the drones. It's an invasion of our airspace. How come we ain't going where those son of bitches are being launched and fucking sending them some goddamn missiles out of some F-16s or whatever the newest fucking destruction weapon we have is? Why aren't we, they're invading our airspace. Why aren't we shooting at them? Why? And access the unarmed aerial vehicles, UAVs. Guidance and memory systems to gain intelligence information according to a high-level official at the agency. Federal officials on the ground tell Judicial Watch that the cartels use UAV surveillance flights to facilitate human bullshit. They don't got to facilitate fucking nothing. There's nobody there to stop them. They'll fucking take and they'll carry the goddamn, what you call border patrol, or the goddamn last bunch of motherfuckers that crossed our goddamn as illegal aliens into our country to fucking try to capture this goddamn country. They'll help them carry it across. They'll go buy the cigarettes for the goddamn son of a bitches doing it. Go ahead.
I guarantee if I flew my private plane down there in that airspace, they'd shoot me down.
Oh, buddy, you better fucking believe it. Let me see where we're at. Oh, yeah, to facilitate surveillance flights to facilitate human smuggling, my ass. What human smuggling? They walk up, they walk a fucking cross. They're carried across by the son of a bitches you pay to fucking to keep them from crossing. I mean, God damn it. You think I'm looking outside, the fucking sun's not shining. Yes, it fucking is. But no, you're this is Orwellian as it gets. 2 + 2 = 3. Don't you fucking know? You accept it right now. Or we'll label you a goddamn domestic terrorist. You speak about that fucking Bill of Rights and the people's fucking jurisdiction over this land. We'll label you a fucking domestic terrorist. You talk about that fucking Bill of Rights, the law of we the people. We will label you a domestic terrorist. Fuck you. The people who got that fucking law for us, by the barrel of a gun, they were labeled domestic terrorists too. And they shot your fucking ass out of here, and that's what we're going to do. And drug trafficking. Fuck, you are the drug traffickers. We forget about Eric Holder? I mean, they want to sue on one end for in an American court, which would make it an international court, wouldn't it? What jurisdiction are you going to be operating under there, buddy? They want to sue for the fucking guns going one way. Well, I guess we go down to Mexico and sue them for the dope coming this way. I don't fucking know. Or maybe we just fucking enforce the goddamn law and shut all this goddamn illegal shit down, throw this fucking corporation out of here. Every fucking goddamn piece of paper they've written up, shove it down their goddamn throats before we fucking hang them and take every fucking thing they've stolen from us back. Specifically, they help identify gaps in border coverage. Well, you don't have to. They'll tell you where they fucking are. I got another one here in just a little bit talking about Abbott down in fucking Texas. Well, we're going to check all the trucks in all these places except this one. Except this one. This is where all the fentanyl and the heroin can come on through, because we've been told by the other corporations we're not getting enough fentanyl and fucking heroin across the border because we're doing too many checks at the goddamn border. So this is just going to be left wide fucking open. I wonder which truck, if I'm driving a truck full of fucking dope or fucking, I don't even get this human smuggling shit. When they can just walk across the goddamn border. But if I'm carrying a load of fucking fentanyl and heroin, wonder which goddamn place I'm going to cross at. And assist the cartels in overwhelming certain areas to create a diversion for moving sensitive or high value loads through alternate border locations. The data now analyzed from the confiscated drones has also provided U.S. authorities with other law enforcement sensitive information that cannot be made public. We can't know about it, but the goddamn Mexicans can. The Mexican cartel, the Mexican gangsters, the Mexican corporate fucking mafia can know, but we the people, we can't know. If we fucking knew, we might fucking say, fuck you, we're hanging your ass. That's treason. Since when is another fucking country who is a goddamn enemy to us, who is fucking at minimum a competitor, at maximum a fucking enemy, since when do they get access to information that the fuck goddamn an American national cannot have access to? And what information can an American national not have access to? It's like I've said all along. Our fucking billions of guns and trillions of rounds of ammunition would be a godsend to a fucking true fucking government, to a true fucking goddamn servant government, like was fucking sold to the people back in the day with the Federalist Papers, you know, just there to protect you and help you and strengthen your rights. If you were fucking, if you were doing right by those people that have those guns, you wouldn't fear them, would you? And you wouldn't fear no son of a bitch who tried to, but that goddamn mammon. You know, they offer you that mammon and get, well, that's a lot of fucking guns. I'll fuck them. I'll fuck them because they won't use those goddamn guns. Government sources said, adding that the drug cartel started using the devices a few years ago. Then how come we haven't been fucking flying Saudis down there and fucking wherever they're fucking launching those goddamn things from, blowing them up? That's what you do when somebody enters your fucking airspace. Like Charlie said, if you flew your fucking plane down there, I bet you within 100 fucking miles of that goddamn border, they'd shoot that son of a bitch down. Brandon Judd, the president of the union representing the nation's 20,000 border patrol agents. Fuck you. No. Fucking traitors, treasonous bastards. They're not patrolling anything. They're not stopping anything. They are aiding in evasion. They are goddamn criminals and they are fucking enemy combatants as they are aiding in the attack on the United States sovereignty of the people, of the individual, of the fucking highest law in this land, of the ratified law of December 15, 1791, which is unfucking alienable. Patrol agents told Judicial Watch the drones are also used to smuggle small amounts of drugs into the United States. Okay, whatever. No, they ain't. Now, I put this one up because this is the same bunch of cocksuckers that are playing this fucking propaganda game that we've been talking about. We get an article a day where they're going to say, you know, this is true propaganda. It's just they're trying the old style fucking true propaganda. I mean, right in your goddamn face. Look, just check it out. New York subway shooting suspect. Motherfucking Jews bring death and destruction. Now, see, you're going to jump on that. You're going to go look at that, right? That's going to be about this guy and his hate of the fucking Jews, right? This is from Breitbart, sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A video that has surfaced in the wake of the shooting in a New York City subway station on Tuesday, shows the suspected shooter, Frank James, rallying against Jews, saying that they don't contribute anything to life except shit, piss, pollution, and death and destruction. Truth. That's fucking truth. But then let's go forward. The video, which was uploaded to the YouTube in 2017, is overlaid with images of Adolf Hitler and corpses of Jews in mass graves from the Holocaust. Well, no, wait a minute now. We've gone from what this guy has said about these son of bitches being shit, piss, pollution, and death and destruction to talking about the Holocaust. This is try to affirm the Holocaust. The Holocaust didn't fucking happen. It's a fucking phony ass goddamn lie. More people were killed in goddamn Russia by the rabbis running the gulags there. How many were killed by Mao Zedong, huh, you son of a bitches? The Holocaust. Shove it up your fucking ass. But see how they throw it? This is their point here. Listen to it. You'll see. This is going to be about Jews and my personal relationship with Jews and the utter contempt that I have that all of the fucking Jews I've dealt with show me at the end of the day, James says at the beginning of the video. James acknowledges that the Jews experienced some horrible shit in the Holocaust, but then goes on an anti-Semitic diatribe in which he accuses Jews of being backstabbers. Now what the fuck is this article about? They're trying to, everybody has found out that Holocaust was a lie. It was a dirty fucking lie. The victim, always the fucking victim. You victims have fucking the destruction you have done to my country. You son of a bitches, victims my ass. Your Holocaust is a fucking lie. And everybody fucking knows it. But this piece is set here to fucking get you pulled in with the goddamn headline of this guy talking about motherfucking Jews being death and destruction, which they fucking are, right there what I just read you. But James, this guy who fucking hates you, son of a, acknowledges that Jews experienced some, quote, horrible shit in the Holocaust, but then goes on an anti-Semitic diatribe. Just don't make no fucking sense, does it? But one thing we're getting through here is there was a Holocaust. No, there was not. Just like there's no COVID-19. You're not going to push this fucking shit. It is not going to fucking work. We can read Zen rights and we can tell fucking propaganda when we're looking at it. This is an in for your information about these fucking Jews and how they will smile in your face while stabbing you in the back in a heartbeat, James said. And they do it so smoothly you don't even realize you've been stabbed in the back, complaining that Jews had not been, quote, humbled by the experience of the Holocaust. No, there was no Holocaust. You're not going to push it here. You're not going to fucking have people fucking, think this guy fucking believes it, so I should fucking believe a fucking lie. It was in National Geographic. It didn't fucking happen. We all know it didn't fucking happen, but it's just like COVID. They have told them you guys fucked up with COVID. You should have never stopped the fucking Goebbels on COVID. That's when you fucked up. You should have kept it up till the fight or till you died. But now we've got you. COVID has been fucking tagged as the bullshit it is, and so is this fucking Holocaust. There was no fucking Holocaust. That was to make them a victim so they could come and fucking invade another country called Palestine and occupy it and fucking commit genocide on its people like the fucking monsters that these bastards are. James rallied that these motherfuckers don't contribute to shit to life on the earth, but shit, piss, pollution, and death and destruction. See how they fought, but they got that Holocaust in there. See, he admitted it's Holocaust, you know. The experience of the Holocaust should have taught him. Because the Holocaust happened. No, it fucking didn't. James, who is African-American, also rails against his own community in other videos. Now, this is trying to make this guy seem completely senseless, except the fact that he said the Holocaust occurred. When it didn't. In one, he expresses support for the complete segregation of black and white populations, and even said that if white people tried to exterminate us, I would not be mad for one fucking bet. Now see, they're trying to make this guy, everything he said is just completely off the fucking page. This is to try to, you know, demean the fact that he said that the fucking Jews are death, destruction, and bring death and destruction, which they fucking do. and try to, you know, turn it around to this is just some psychobabbling. Only thing that isn't psychobabbling is that he does understand there was a Holocaust, which there was not. That's the fucking propaganda they're trying to push through this bullshit. And this is what this is bullshit. I don't believe one fucking word of it. I don't even know if this fucking guy exists. They can't live with each other, but they're going to live with your black ass. I mean, fuck, you can hear, I don't, this is horse shit. You're half monkey, cursed by God, black fucking stinking ass. Now this is supposed to fucking race bait. This is supposed to race bait his people. See, they're looking for every fucking angle they can because their back is against the fucking wall. And you know what? There's a firing squad lining up in front of you, son of a bitches, too, you phony little pricks. I saw you on that video. You don't impress me one goddamn bit. And you ain't gonna pull this shit off, I guarantee you. This ain't fucking 1942. This ain't fucking 1919. This isn't goddamn before every fucking war you propagandist pricks have stepped up and fucking put a bunch of shit together and fucking got the people in two different camps and got them to fight. It ain't gonna fucking work. Now listen to what this fucking guy is supposedly, this is a black guy talking. In his latest video upload on Monday, James said he isn't built for no prison. So they go, see, he's going to disappear. You're never going to really hear anything come out of this person's mouth if he ever, I mean, if he ever existed, if it wasn't just Mossad out there that shot a bunch of fucking people and said, yep, black man did it. We got him in custody. He's talking about the Holocaust existed. I mean, gee, shit, this is how fucking blatant this is. Built for no prison because I don't want to be around a bunch of, like, it's supposed to be niggers here, people. So he's going, you don't want to be around a bunch of niggers, huh? I mean, they're trying every fucking angle they can fucking try. This is a bullshit fucking article put out by bullshit fucking propagandists who are second fucking rate hacks. That's what you are. You didn't get nothing through here. The Holocaust never existed. The Holocaust never existed. The Holocaust never existed. It's fucking documented and you know it. Let alone all day, every day. Let us not forget I have been through a lot of shit, where I can say I wanted to kill people. I wanted to watch people die right in front of my fucking face. Immediately, he said. James, 62, was arrested Wednesday by patrol officers in New York City's East Village, whatever you fucking say. Bullshit. A Mossad agent came in, shot the fucking goddamn place up, and you went and arrested some fucking guy sitting in the goddamn, gutter. I'm drinking fucking wine. If I can say any fucking thing you want, give me some more wine. And we'll never see his fucking face. We'll never hear him fucking speak. He'll be fucking, we told he was executed. He'll just be put back in the fucking gutter and nobody will believe a fucking word comes from his mouth because it's all fucking babble. And you wrote the Holocaust part, didn't ya? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
through the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific Time, and that was, of course, Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. You people have played around the edges all you fucking can. Sooner or later, you got to step in, because that's where the bulk of us are. That's where the most of us are. That's where 75 fucking percent of us are, armed to the fucking teeth and waiting on your fucking asses. And, hey, we got to quit waiting. It's time to come just busting out of that fucking jungle and enforce that fucking law that is absolute goddamn law, and our responsibility to fucking enforce it for our progeny. Unless you want to end up with your fucking great-grandchildren being slaves and being pedophiled from the time they're fucking 3 years old by these fucking freak-ass goddamn Jews who claim their Holocaust that didn't exist. Oh, let's see what we got. Go here. UNWEF, the World Economic Forum, I think, call for new global social contract. New global social contract, guys. A contract. You know that, they've always tried to use that contract clause. We can do what we want with contracts, and there's nothing you can do it, but that goddamn ninth article shuts that shit down now, doesn't it? No, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and that's one of them, the right to contract, shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Shove your global contract up your global fucking ass. I'm an individual, and I ain't signing shit. What? Some background noise going there, guys. Wake up. In our common agenda, UN Secretary General, or this was sent in by, this is from, I can't say that goddamn word, news. It's TECHNOCRACY. Technocracy. News sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches worldreport.com. In our common agenda, UN Secretary Antonio Gutters, that's what I'm going to call him, Gutters. It's Guterres, but we're going to call him Gutters. Paints a picture of a world facing a choice between collapse and breakthrough. Yeah, you're about to collapse, you son of a bitch. If we make the wrong choice, you goddamn right, we will be hit by a mutating virus. Are you threatening us with something? You threatening to release some virus on us, you son of a bitch? What's your fucking name? Guterres? Antonio Guterres is threatening the fucking world with the goddamn fucking virus, people, to kill us all. Repeatedly hunting us. Health systems will not be able to handle the pressure, and the vaccines will be distributed unequally. Well, you can have mine. The planet will heat up, resulting in a melting polar ice caps. Goddamn, this sounds like fucking Al Gore, doesn't it? What happened to that? How come California ain't underwater? What was that? Well, we're supposed to have the memory span of a fucking cabbage? Ain't we already supposed to be fucking up to our necks in fucking water? When I'm sitting here fucking freezing to death? Floods, droughts, cyclones, animals, species, extinctions, and wasted human lives. Yeah, you're doing every one of these goddamn things. You're fucking starting fires in fucking dry fucking tinder. You're burning forest. You're killing off the fucking animals so that we don't have nothing to eat except for what comes from our, well, like over in Palestine. Over in Palestine, the fucking Jews decide how many calories the Palestinians get for their bodies every day. That's the kind of fucking control these fucking sick son of a bitches want. Poverty will increase. It's increasing already, asshole. Protests will be crushed. Protests might, but the goddamn fucking battle-hardened fucking bastards are going to crush your fucking ass. Won't be crushed. You will. Human rights will be neglected. They already are neglected. While the deployment of new forms of warfare will prevent all peace initiatives, you and your fucking technology can go right straight to hell. Your technology, shit. Fuck, we see it every fucking day. We see your technology, we've seen your technology. It's shit. And it can be destroyed so fucking easy it ain't even funny. Anybody with a fucking half a fucking education can tear your shit all to pieces, and you'll be fed to be conventional, straight-up fucking shooting motherfuckers. But if we choose the model of the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, we are promised paradise, people. That's what they promised in that goddamn Constitution. It never was. Paradise. Now, freedom, liberty, the right to own property, the right to keep what you earn for yourself. And hey, man, this is another day. Hey, this is like the Federalist Papers. This could be the first fucking page. And call it the United Nations Papers. Shove them in your ass. You ain't getting it. A greener, safer, and better world. I've seen your greener and safer, better world, and I've seen you are the ones that are doing it. You are the ones that are the destroyers. We're not fucking blind. Better world with a rapid crisis response, including a health system with vaccines available to all, and a goddamn totalitarian fucking metal hand to come down on you and tell you, you don't got no goddamn rights. You're going to take the vaccine and we'll kill you. Boom! I killed you first. Ha ha! I guess you weren't. Maybe you will kill me, but I'm going to kill as many of you fucking cocksuckers as I can, and I will do so under the law of my people and my fucking land, known as the Bill of Rights. Ratified December 15, 1791. That's our fucking law, you son of a bitch, and we're going to enforce it. You try this fucking one world order shit. Bring all your faggots and your fucking goddamn transvestites. Get their fucking pink high heels on and send them over. Where fossil fuels are phased out and global average temperatures are kept in check. Fuck you, what are you gonna fuck? You got some kind of control knob on the sun? You think everybody's as dumb as the next son of a bitch next to them? People aren't stupid. And where everyone is given the right to a digital connection, this is your right here, people. You're gonna have a right under this one. Everyone is given the right to a digital connection to access a lifelong quality fucking controlled education, because quality education. And the quality education is what's that going to be in fucking how 14-year-old boys fuck 14-year-old boys and how you don't need no goddamn math skills or no reading skills or no skills in science or anything, and you can still get a diploma. Because all you got to do is sit home and get your goddamn guaranteed income and be a goddamn good slave until they take you over to the fucking ditch and give you your 40 caliber lobotomy, huh? All we need to do is hand over the power. Listen to this. All we need to do is hand over the power and our lives to the UN. Fucking come and get it, son of a bitch. You fucking try. See if you can take it. We're going to wipe your fucking asses off the planet, you bastards. We know who you are. We know the only thing, fucking power you got is fucking goddamn mammon. And I'll tell you what, money ain't worth people's fucking lives. When we open up on these son of a bitches, they're gonna throw off their fucking UN fucking uniforms, they're gonna run for that fucking border. And its partner, the World Economic Forum, and allow ourselves to be integrated under the watchful eye of the digital god. There you go, you Christians. Your digital god. This is, and I'll tell you what, your boy fucking Trump's for this shit. Your boy fucking Trump he has helped facilitate this shit. Your fucking ignorance your ignorance from the fucking beginning has facilitated this shit. You have taken what was once the freest, baddest ass country on the planet, and you've turned it into a shit pile with your fucking, by the vote, because I have a vote saying, I'm very tardy, but they let me vote. Let me vote because I tarted. That's it, yeah. As the cherished environment guru and frequent WEF partner participant Jonah Rockstorm from the Potsdam Institute of Climate Impact said in an interview in 2015, to meet the agenda, to meet the goals of the Agenda 2030, which is, we've been saying, we know this all along, this is goddamn international fucking law that violates our national fucking law, that violates our rights, violates our fucking autonomy. Agenda 2030, everyone must be allowed or involved. Everyone must be involved. I'm not going to be involved. Now what are you going to do about that, you son of a bitch? What you're going to do is, it says he wants to come over and make me get involved. See, if he wants to come over and get fucking involved with me. So you once again get involved with the American Nationals, the 75%, that 300 million people that are going to dust your fucking undies, bitch. In our common agenda, the first commitment out of 12 is leave no one behind. Well, you son of a bitches, you're going to leave a lot of dead bodies behind, and you ain't going to get what you want. This concerns a renewed social contract between governments. No, corporations. There are no governments on this goddamn planet. This is a fucking international corporate mafia-run world. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having goddamn Mexico in your goddamn, in your courts in the United States, like they're international courts. We're not, those are not international courts. They're not even national courts. They're not lawful courts. They're goddamn courts of fucking treason. They're the Queen's admiralty courts. And no, by God, you're not. And citizens, which according to the United Nations should be based on, according to the UN, should be based on human rights. Fuck you. You're human rights. Is that what you're giving the people in Palestine? Is that what you're giving the people in Yemen as you're stealing their resources? Is that what you gave the people in goddamn Iraq with your lie of yellow cake uranium, your fucking conspiracy theory that you put up to fucking lay waste to one of the fucking more first world countries in the middle fucking east? Is that what you're fucking talking about there, buddy? Including a social safety net, which healthcare, income, security, housing, education, and decent work. Who can say no to that? I can. Because I have all of that and 100 times more. As soon as I kick all you fucking illegal son of a bitches out of my fucking country and reclaim the wealth you have stolen, I don't need nothing from you. I'll have the fucking best, and I'll pay for it out of my own fucking pocket with my fucking resort, with my fucking gold and silver. Because that's all that's going to be fucking minted. You're going to give us back our gold and fucking silver, you son of a bitches. And we will have the best once again, like we had before. We've always had the fucking best here, even under the fucking admiralty. But now it's, who can say no to that? No! No! It's Henry Shively, individual free sovereign national for the United States of America, saying no! Saying if you fucking try it, I'll blow your goddamn head off. You're violating our fucking law. You're violating the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and by God, you know it. Come on in and give her a fucking go, you cocksuckers. We've been threatened by everybody else. So come on in. On closer inspection, however, the contract seems to be mostly about being digitally connected to the worldwide control system, being trained with, here we go now, somebody's telling a little truth here, so you gotta throw the truth in here, being trained with the quote right values, the right values is fucking queers and fucking transvestites, fucking, you know, fucking hairy men kissing hairy men and fucking hairy men, teaching little kids to fucking be freaks and geeks and sick son of a bitches, making the people weak so they're easy to control until you can get them exterminated. And then you can sit back on your fucking cloud and pretend like you're God. Smart cities, huh? Fuck your smart cities, you stupid ass. We're not going to go for it. With unambiguous surveillance. What the hell does that mean? That means you're unambiguously going to survey. You're already surveilling every fucking thing. That's going too. And promised a universal basic income. Oh my goodness. They're going to pay us, people. All we have to do is, you know, they're going to pay us enough to fucking starve. That we get that fish head and that bowl of rice every day, no matter goddamn what. So long as we fucking crawl on our knees, learn how to kowtow, learn how to be peasants, peons, pissants, and walk up to the fucking ditch and take that bullet like a goddamn man. If you obediently follow contradictory orders from the United Nations, you'll never give a fucking order that this man will fucking follow. It is a social contract for the digital age. Fuck your digital age. Shove it in your fucking ass. This technology's been around since the fucking 60s and 70s, and we're not going to fucking have our lives fucking rearranged by a handful of cocksuckers who think that they can subjugate us and change our whole fucking lives. We're not going to give up freedom. We're not going to give up liberty. We're going to blow your fucking heads off, and we're going to be free. rights and obligations. Oh, see, rights and obligations. That's going to, right? There is no, your obligation is to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights and drive these son of a bitches into the fucking sea, get your goddamn wealth back, and then fucking, put in fucking measures to make sure that anybody so much as whispers anything that goes against that fucking Bill of Rights, goes against our supreme superior law, gets put up against the fucking wall and shot. Must be adapted to today's needs. Today's needs aren't no different than what they were fucking 100 years ago, people. It just comes down to the basics. Shelter, food, water is what it comes down to. Everything else is just fucking bullshit on the side. You get everybody out of this fucking country, we got plenty of what we fucking need. You get the son of a bitches that aren't supposed to be here, the aliens, illegal aliens, the fuck out of our country. And we take our goddamn wealth back. We don't need nothing from you son of a bitches but to stay the fuck away from us or we'll blow you up. Needs for, with a lifetime learning too, because, you know, as the rules change, as the iron hand comes down, it begins to squish you and you start squirming, you're going to have to change your fucking attitude even more. Oh, I guess I'm going to be a lemming, a fucking slave. I guess I got to get used to a fair, inclusive transaction to a zero carbon society and a quote, responsible, use of technology. Shove your technology up your ass. You fucking use that technology. I don't care who anybody says. It's been a goddamn, it has been a fucking, a destruction to our country. And like I said, you know, it existed like this, 5G. I mean, they tested that back in the fucking 40s and determined it was fucking detrimental to fucking life because it put out so much radiation and they couldn't use it. But now today when they want to kill you, I mean, when they love you and they're trying to save you, oh goddamn, 5G is what we want, people. Where the spread of false or unpleasant information. What I'm telling you sounds pretty unpleasant, does it? It's the goddamn truth. It's the truth and it's unpleasant, man. We don't want that. If it's a lie and it fucking like this full bullshit, oh, paradise for everybody, that's the fucking lie. Unpleasant information, even if it's the truth, people, must be prevented. In other words, is a contract where you are to be blindly, you are to blindly accept what the government imposes on you and where you will be excluded from taking part in both community service and financial services if you refuse to have a different, if you refuse or have a different opinion. Boy, that sounds like fucking paradise to me, doesn't it to you? Finally, Holly. U.S. must arm Taiwan as quickly as possible, as we the people are doing without fucking ammunition that we need. We need ammunition and we need the goddamn stuff that, we need reloading supplies. We need all the fucking necessities of war. Because war has been declared upon the people of the United States of America. These motherfuckers, don't you never forget these defense contractors. Don't forget they're getting special goddamn treatment. We are going to, you, every one of you son of a bitches, I don't care where you fucking run. You can't get enough money to get away fucking away from us. I guarantee it. You are going to fucking pay, you treasonous dog shit pig licking bastards. The United States must arm Taiwan as quickly as possible in response to China's renewed threats to invade the country. Hey man, here we go. We're pumping into Ukraine. All you guys have got so much you can't hardly carry it off from the Ukraine. Go home and dump it and get your ass over to the goddamn Taiwan because we're getting ready to send bundles over there for you to fucking take home with you. We're going to make fucking Trump's $3.2 trillion look like fucking child's play. Senator Josh Holloway or Holly, Republican Montana, told the Washington Free Beacon on Wednesday. Holly, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is spearheading legislation that would expedite U.S. arms shipments to Taiwan amid the Communist Party. See, we ain't got no goddamn bullets for you fucking Americans who own this goddamn country and the fucking who fucking own the fiduciary fucking offices that are licensing your fucking criminality, your goddamn treason against us. No, there's nothing for you. Yeah, we got some for you, though. We ain't shot it up, people. We've saved it. And we saved it for you, you cocksuckers. And I don't care what you fucking do, you cannot fucking stop us. We are coming for you. Latest threat to unleash violence. Oh, gee, golly. So if they're going to unleash violence on fucking Taiwan and we're going to be involved in this and you're sending all of our fucking munitions that we the people want, that we the people demand, Or you get the fuck out of our country and you leave all your fucking wealth here. Or we'll be coming after you and it. Like we need to, you know, to these violent goddamn Chinese that they're getting ready to sell these huge tracts of fucking property to so that they can open up more fucking goddamn farming in the United States of America for China. They think these little goop fuckers are going to come over here and fucking rule us. Well, you better think again, you son of a bitches, because we'll waste them as fast as you unload them from the boat. In the region, Holly's bill comes just days after the Biden administration approved $95 million in dollars arms package to Taiwan. I guess they're all rushing over there with their suitcases to fill them up with fucking gold jewelry because they take that money. That's what they've been doing. They've been taking this goddamn money going that's going over there to the Ukraine, and they've been buying up gold and silver and all the good shit by the fucking tons and fucking hauling it out of there. And so they throw a few pieces. You know, it's just like anything else. 95 cents of every dollar stolen. They told us this years ago. The second in recent months to help defend the territory from a Chinese incursion. Well, if the Chinese are fucking invading and trying to take over the world, what the fuck are you selling them goddamn prime farmland so that they can have fucking grain factories and shit over here in the United States, which is fucking unlawful, which is an act of treason, which is an act of espionage. Holly's bill would fast-track the delivery of these arms. The weapons package prompted by a fury of threats from China, which warned on Wednesday that the United States' effort to support this the island's independence. See, this is that good guy, bad guy, bad Republican, Democrat, same shit. You fucking idiots have fallen for fucking 200 years. It's the same shit on an international scale, because China's in on it. Support the island's independence will, quote, will push the Taiwan people into the abyss of disaster. Oh, yes, whatever you say. Ma Zedong, the CCP spokesman in the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council, described the arms deal as, quote, no different from tying a bomb to every Taiwan compatriot, according to comment published in the country's state-controlled press. I mean, fucking, they're our enemy. No, they're our friend. They're our enemy. They're our enemy, but man, we could sell this big chunk of land over here. And I mean, you fucking pricks that fucking do this too. I mean, the private landowners that have sold to fucking foreign corporations, you motherfuckers are going to be hunted down too. I got news for you. You took an American business and sold it to a foreigner. You broke the fucking law. It might have been under a fraudulent goddamn system that said you could, but the goddamn United States Corporation is a fucking fraud. And to try to sell to a fucking, the resource of this country to anybody but an American national is a violation. It is goddamn treason. It is sedition. And it will get you put against the law. We're enforcing the fucking law. And you're gonna fucking die. Anyway, that's enough of this shit for a Friday. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just expect more. Expect more until the fucking guns start going off. Expect more until you come out of that jungle and start hurting these son of a bitches. That's The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!